welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I'm deeply grateful to be with you, as always, on this third day of October 2021. I love October. It's such a wonderful time, beginning of Halloween and all that fun stuff. I am a Halloween freak. And if you watch some of my video casts, when I do a commentary or something, you'll see some of my Halloween decorations that are up, and I love them. I'm into witches and haunted houses. Don't ask me why. Well, there's metaphors to that, and we'll just leave that as it is, my basic psychology. So today we're going to talk a little bit about truth. And what truth is for each of us in the context of how we live our life. If you look at the word truth, you will see that it has a lot of different meanings. The quality or state of being true, I don't know what that means. That which is true in accordance with truth, with reality. That's what the dictionary doesn't do any good here. A fact or belief that is accepted as true, yada, yada, yada. It just goes on and on and on, this whole idea of the truth. And it, how do we know what is true? I have some real insights on this that I hope will be of great help to some of you. At least I hope so. That's what it's all about. So we're going to get right into it, into this truth issue, and go from there. The first one comes from Glenn. He does not tell me where he lives. He goes into some of the things that I have spoken here on the radio, and he wants to acknowledge their truths, yada da yada da. And he's very kind about it. And then he asks, would you answer one question? What is truth to you, Glenn? This is a very difficult thing. There are many things that I have given up in the course of my lifetime as a teacher because they just weren't true. And I began to really understand that truth has nothing to do with my intellect or my belief system or any of that stuff. The truth is fleeting. There are certain truths that are, shall we say, relative to our experience here on Earth. That's something that you have to accept one way or another. Death would be one of them. There's a great truth in it, and there's a great truth in birth, and there's a great truth between birth and death. And these truths, though, are not absolute, and that's what I want you to understand. They're fleeting. They are indigenous to the person who is in this lifetime, in this body, living their life as they do through the body and often through the brain. So let me explain this to you, Lucy. It is very, very important to understand. Truth is relative to a person's state of consciousness. If I have achieved no state of consciousness in the course of my lifetime, then I will never understand the truth. And that truth is transitory. It is there for a while, and then it turns into something else. It morphs. It's an ability to have metamorphosis. And I think the greatest truth is metamorphosis. But be that as it may, and that's another story altogether, there are no concepts of truth when you have reached consciousness, any state of consciousness. Now, when you haven't, and the whole life has been about getting and wanting and not really being a part of any truth, as it were, then all you have is facts, and facts do change. And there are facts of living here on this earthly planet. There are. There's a fact of living in how we go about our daily life, how we do our quote unquote daily bread kind of thing. So this is going on constantly, the facts of life. And to subject myself purely to the facts of life with no truth is to run amok. Now I'm going to start assuming many things about my life and about the world and about others. And this is why we have a lot of people who are into politics and religion, because they don't have any consciousness. It hasn't dawned on them yet in this lifetime what it means to immerse oneself into consciousness. They live in the facts of life, and that's perfectly fine. But the facts change. Everything changes. We live in an earthly environment of impermanence, so everything is always in a flux, in a change. So what is going on in our life is basically the flux, the change of facts. We confuse that with truth. A truth is something totally different. In the realm of consciousness, Glenn, the whole idea of truth is a presence. In facts, it is about the transitory nature of thinking, of intellect, of living my life from what I can think and thinking that there is truth in what I can think. No one, and I mean no one, can think the truth. The whole effort of the truth is to awaken to it through consciousness, a totally different experience. Consciousness brings presence to life, the presence that is authentic, the presence that is real. But the truth is contained in that presence as that presence. In fact, everything is about thinking and believing and assuming. And a lot of people are okay with that. The majority of people on the earth are okay with that. They can't go into consciousness. They are not interested in consciousness. So they just kind of fool around in fact and call it truth. And there's nothing, anyone can do about that. The whole effort is to, as Lhasa said in his precious Tao, wear out and become new. And if you want to wear out, then live by the facts or the beliefs you have, the assumptions of what is true, and eventually you will come to the place I have come to in my own life and in my own practice, that the only truth there is the presence that lives within us. You must reach consciousness to understand that. In fact, it cannot be understood in pedestrian mentality. In Greg's pedestrian thinking, cannot be done. But when I step out of Greg and I no longer live in the assumption of Greg's facts, that's when something new can happen. Glenn, I hope that helps you. I do. And thank you for your beautiful questions and your kind comments about Aspire. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Kate, and she says she just lives in the East. I don't know what that means. How do I know what is true? How do I know what you're teaching is truth? Kate, you don't know. I'm not teaching truth. I wouldn't do that because, like I say, truth is transitory. Truth is a matter of consciousness. What I teach is the spectrum of consciousness. What I teach is the methods to reach consciousness. I do not give truth. Truth can sound to some people like an absolute, and I don't want to be an absolutist. I want to be able to offer to you the insights that would bring about awakening, spiritual awakening, and that would be truth. But that truth is going to change because the truth that is here, let's say in your life, that is prevalent in your life, may not be the same truth that is prevalent in another person's life who lives next door to you or is your own kin, as it were. It wouldn't be. We are all at various levels. So I don't teach truth. I nudge you into coming into practice. I am more interested in a person's practice than anything, because as they learn to practice meditation, as they learn to reach the vibratory essence of compassion and love, as they reach beyond their intellect, they start to realize something different. And that difference is the presence of love in our life. It is a presence. It is not an intellectual thing. It is not an emotional thing. It doesn't belong to intellect or to the body. And yet, it envelops us constantly. Now, the way to understand all that is not through the intellect. When a person becomes meditative, when they start devoting their life to meditation, they become a different person. They do not think from intellectual means. They do not think in terms of A to B to C to D. They don't think in terms of 2 plus 2 make 4. All those things are out the window. What they do is their mind is open. It is totally open. It is not relegated to ideas, ideals, beliefs, theories. It doesn't do any of that. It is about love. And this love is more than an object. In our world, in our human thinking, love always has to be something you point something at, objectified it. I love you. You know, I love that. In authentic love, there is no you or that. It is the experience of totality, the absolute totality. And that out of that totality comes a rare and unique kind of experience. It is the presence of life itself, and we discover very quickly that we are the presence of life itself. So now everything is totally different, and I'm no longer thinking about concepts, ideas, and beliefs. Now, that will translate into how I live my life. I will start to see my body in proportion to the earth. I will start to see the way I think about the body and who this guy is named Greg and what he is all about and what he is trying to do and what he's trying to survive. And that's basically all it is what he's trying to survive. Whatever it is that he's trying to survive, he misses the truth. So this presence that lives within us all is realized as we move more into the heart, into the soul, rather than into the ideals of right and wrong and good and bad. Now, if you can understand that, and if it is something you're interested in, then something of the higher nature can live within you. And goodness and mercy will touch your life, and you will start to understand why it is so important to have the mercy of forgiveness. The generosity a person gathers and gains in spiritual awakening is the ability to forgive. And that is the deepest generosity a person can have and changes a person's, well, shall we say, perception of life very quickly from the idea of fact to truth. I'm out of here. Kate, thank you for your beautiful question. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. Well, there we are, another week gone. Listen, if you have a question, you can reach me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. I'll be back on the air next week with new questions. I hope you'll join me. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.